This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House spent much of Tuesday giving the Senate the finger.
Which finger?
Although House members concurred with Senate amendments on some bills, when it came to the revenue-raising measures, the so-called tax package, the House rejected what the Senate had done. Some rejections, like the cigarette tax increase, were tough. That bill's author, Representative Hal Ritchie.
My daddy used to tell me, he said, son, figures can lie and liars can figure. These figures right here will save lives.
Others, like Joel Robideau's bills, to which the Senate attached the SAVE plan, a so-called revenue-neutral phantom fee for college students, were gleefully rejected.
They put an unfriendly amendment on the local bill.
All right, Representative Smith for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, Representative Robideau, you intend to save your bill, right?
Well, that's what I'm hoping to do. Yes,
right,
ma'am. Thank
good.
You.
At one point, Representative Joe Lapinto asked Speaker Cleckley,
did the Senate do anything right?
It doesn't look like it at this point.
Okay, just checking. Appreciate it.
Meanwhile, in the Senate,
I'm just listening to the House, and they said, you know, is the Senate doing anything right? And they said, no. In unison, no.
Well, it's good to hit in unison on something, so we're
right. Happy to
Further message from the House. The House has refused to concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 76 by...
The Senate got a lot of those rejection messages Tuesday. There's more to come. The House is set to vote on concurrence with Senate changes to House Bill 1 today. Since they've turned away the revenue-raising bills to fund that budget, undoubtedly the House will reject the budget as well. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group. Governmental Relations, Strategic Planning, and Public Relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.